the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Will be listening?
I'll be somewhere.
Somewhere just listening for your name calling out. The reality to hear Father calling out your name saying to come forth.
Amen.
How wonderful. We even heard this morning that we were just talking in there when this body, this old corruptible body, when it dies and takes on, he says, when you hear that you say, Brother Branham's dead, don't you believe it.
Amen.
You died a long time ago. But we have another body that we're just going to step right on into.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. He said, you have that old song. He said, you won't have to tack the old shingles back on it again and everything else. That becomes more of a reality to me every day. But I'm looking forward to that day. What a message that we had this morning. Yeah, wasn't that wonderful? Praise the Lord. The sweet presence of the Holy Spirit, how wonderful it is. Amen. And to come in, he says, it was the voice of a living God. Amen. Exactly the way that it was on Galilee. Amen. That same voice that spoke in Galilee spoke to us this morning.
Amen.
He said, we have to be, I love how Brother Branham, he exalted us though. He says that we constantly have to be listening to that still small voice.
Amen.
It's a constant thing that we must do all the single time. He said that there, you know, in the day and the time that we live in, we've got so many noises, so many things, so many distractions that we have in our lives, in the daily day lives and things we go through. And as I was fellowshipping with brothers back there that talking about this many times, but how that God said in the scripture, he says, have no images, no graven images before me, only God, to worship nothing.
Amen.
And we can look in the scripture and thinking, how did the children of Israel, how could they make that golden calf and worship that golden calf? How could they do that? We couldn't do that. We do it. We do it every single day. One of them is called a cell phone. God's made a way. I mean, Satan has made a way that we can't live or function without it. He's going to make that you've got that cell phone in your pocket all the time. It's that you can't live without it. Business. You can't do it. If you're in business or doing business, you can't live without the cell phone. You got to be able to have contact all the time. Most people don't even got cell phones in their homes no more. Why? I'm never there. If you want me, it's you want to get me where I'm at. But everything that we do, Satan has made it so you just can't live without that phone. Turn up the air conditioners if you will. It's hot in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But it's that Satan's just made that way. He's made it something all the time. And I told the brothers, pretty soon they're going to come out. The only thing that else that you get is I got my cell phone and got my keys to the car. Well, pretty soon they're going to offer an app to start your car up. And it's like, you know, press this button, start the car, and you do it, and you don't have to carry the keys, sign me up.
Yeah.
That's the way everybody is. We function with, we've got to have it. I think that is God's permissive will. I really do. But it means nothing to us.
Amen.
That God's made it so we have the ability to, with that, to turn right back around in Satan's face and say, that's fine, we'll just put the table on it.
Amen.
So we can hear the prophet, the voice of God all the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said to make sure that nothing hinders you in speaking to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And it's not just coming to church and not being here a few times a week. It's a daily walk with the Lord. That is what a Christian really is. It's your day in and day out walk with the Lord. And he said, don't let nothing hinder you from that. He said, if it's the washing, if it's the kids, whatever it is, find your secret place. And he says, go in there and speak to God. And he says, listen to that still, small voice speak to you. And we know how hard it is to get all those voices quietened. It's hard to do because our mind is going in so many different directions. It's so much all the time and going on and so much information. It's hard to quieten those voices down. But it is the sweetest time that we have. Is when we have that time, that alone time with the Lord Jesus, when it's just you and Him. Isn't that the most wonderful time?
Amen.
That when you know that you're just speaking
Amen.
With Him? Oh, my. Amen.
Amen.
He said that, he says that when you get in that secret place and that you talk to Him, then He'll talk back to you.
Amen.
And that's what's the glorious thing. And he says, if you ask Him, give Him His request. And he said, you ask Him. He says, He doesn't tell you in 5 hours? Wait another 5 hours. He don't tell you in 5 days? Wait 5 more days. Just wait. He's patient. We're not patient. We want everything right now. But God's listening and He's mindful. And sometimes that we do is that we get in our busy lives today that everything that we do that sometimes you ever get in that place that you're just so busy is I just don't have time to pray in the mornings. All the ones that didn't raise their hands lying. Because you get, oh man, I got to go. Well, they're waiting on me or I've got to do it. We all get in that place. We live busy lives. Just take 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes. Get in that little closet and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I love you, Lord. Just be with me today. I need you. Just get it. He'll take it. He'll take that 2 minutes. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's something to think Almighty God would do that. We get in such a rush and give that illustration. We always should be mindful of it. Always picture Him standing right there. That He's there wherever we go and we're in such a rush and say, I ain't got time right now. I'll get back with you. It's a reality. We're sons and daughters of God. The angels encamp around about us. He's with us all the time. So always put Him first. It doesn't matter who it is, where it is, what you got to do or what it is. Put Him first. And when you put Him first, then everything will line out exactly perfect. I like what He said this morning. He said, oh, He's still the same God. And He says, and you hear Him hour after hour speaking to you in the teeny little closet, in your prayer room. Come out before the audience and speak visible before the people.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. The voice of God, it was precious in the days of Samuel, and it's more precious today.
Amen.
For there was no open vision. Praise the name of the Lord. He goes on to say, I love this. You know, Brother Brer, you could just take his prayers and you could just make a message out of his prayers.
Amen.
There's no one that could pray like that prophet.
Amen.
He says, eternal God, lover of the soul.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lover of the soul, creator of all things. Why, that still small voice of God that spoke to Samuel, that spoke to Saul, that spoke to Peter, that spoke to Daniel, and Isaiah the prophet, and all down through the ages, has spoken again this morning in this tabernacle. He spoke to us this morning in this tabernacle, that still small voice. Praise the Lord. Can that even absorb within us? To think that that mighty God that spoke through the prophets and through the sages, He spoke to them and they wrote the word down. He spoke it to Samuel. Samuel was one man. Very few people heard Him. But now He spoke it and we recorded it. And we're able to hear the voice of God for ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, when Isaiah heard that voice, it said it changed him forever.
Amen.
When you heard the voice of God, did it do the same to you?
Amen.
It changed you forever.
Amen.
You can never be the same person that you were. Was. He said it was that same pillar of fire.
Yes.
He said it was the same spirit, the same emotions, the same sign,
Amen.
And the same wonders living with us today in His end time.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I love how Brother Brandon, he comes and gives the illustration tonight on the tape. We want to get right into it. It's got some wonderful nuggets that's in there for the bride tonight. But he gives the comparison. He talks about Elijah and Elisha.
Amen.
And I want you to pay close attention to that tonight when he's speaking about that. And it is such a parallel to what it is for today with Elijah and Elisha.
Amen.
He said Elisha knew that he had to keep his eyes on Elijah.
Amen.
He said he had to watch him. He said he watched wherever he went. And he told him, he said, you can have it if you keep your eyes upon me. Never let me out of your sight.
Amen.
And said that he knew that no matter where he went, he was going. He says that when Elijah told him, he says, God went down and he says he wanted to go to Gilgal. He says, the Lord's called me to Gilgal. You just stay here and I'll be back. Elijah said, it ain't happening. Brother Branham said it looked like that the prophet was disobeying the prophet of God because he told him, you stay here. He knew he was going to come.
Amen.
He knew he would follow him. He said he had already had a taste of that power. He said he already knew what it was. And he said he wasn't going to let go of that. He said Elisha couldn't talk that way. He says because he had then known what that was. And he wanted that anointing.
Amen.
He says, don't take your eyes off of me. So he got to Bethel. And he said, the Lord's called me to Bethel. You just stay here. He said, as the Lord liveth, I won't leave you. I'm going to stay right with you. Does that sound familiar today? He said he came up and he says there were some well-trained preachers around there. He says, you know what, dude? He says, you're getting the short end of the stick. He said, this guy's going to die. He's going to be gone. Same thing in our times today. It's like, hey, the prophet, he's gone. We're in a different age. We're getting gone. That prophet's gone. He ain't gone.
Amen.
He ain't gone no place. That message ain't gone no place. I'm going to keep my eye on Elijah. I'll keep my eye on that prophet. Amen. Praise the Lord. You want that double blessing? Let's keep your eye on Elijah and you'll get it. Let's just keep remaining standing. We'll just invite him to be in our midst tonight. We know that he's here. He then told us that he was here. He ministered to us this morning. That still small voice speaking through Elijah the prophet to the bride of Jesus Christ. I'm proud to be an Elisha. To keep my eyes. No matter what they say, he's dead, he's gone, short end of the stick. No. Let's keep our eyes on that messenger. That's who brought us the word for the hour. That's the truth of the hour. It's a living God. It is the still small voice. We must hear that still small voice too. We must be in our little closet places every day, day in and day out. You want a real blessing tomorrow? You want an extra blessing tomorrow?
Amen.
You can all get an extra blessing tomorrow. Whatever time you get up tomorrow morning, set your clock 15 minutes early. Say, Lord, tomorrow morning I'm going to give you 15 more minutes. You'll take it. It'll be the best day you ever had. Amen. Satan's going to be pounding you. You're going to be so sleepy you can hardly wake up. Give it to him. And that'll be the best day you ever had. Lord, I'm just going to give you 15 more minutes tomorrow morning. I'm just going to wake up and not just think about you. I'm going to just fellowship with you. I'm just going to let that still small voice just talk to me, Lord. Isn't that wonderful? He'll come down and he'll be right there with you. You believe that?
Amen.
Absolutely. He'll be there. I'll be there with you.
Amen.
He says that bride's united together. United around this word, around this message. Again, there's nothing that can bring the bride together but this message.
Amen.
How can you be against it? It's the word.
Amen.
It's the word that can bring it together. I can't bring the bride together, but Samuel can't bring the bride together. But the Word.
Amen.
The Word. Oh, I'm glad my eyes on Elijah.
Amen.
I can't say it enough. I'm so glad, Lord. I caught the vision.
Yes.
I've caught the vision.
Amen.
We want to invite him to come in and be with us tonight as we bow our heads. Thank him once again for what he did for us this morning. His great presence with us. How wonderful it was just to feel him and how he talked to us this morning. That same God that talked to Daniel, that talked to Elijah, that talked to Moses, talked to me this morning.
Amen.
He loved me so much that he wanted to come down and fellowship with me. We just love you for it, Lord.
Amen.
And we thank you. Lord, we're going to ask you to be with us in a special way tonight, Lord. We have a lot of prayer requests that have come in, handed to me right before coming on the platform and never had time to read them all. I know quite a few of the people that are here that are sick and have need and need a touch from the Lord. I know our sister Dodge again, she's in the hospital. And I know there were some that, our brother Parker, I remember he had his bad back, and our sister Rosanna. God knows every request.
Amen.
He knows every need. The very secrets of our heart.
Amen.
Even things that we don't know, he knows.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful, Lord, that you do. We want a little quiet time with you right now, Lord Jesus, to speak to you. We're just going to ask you to come down and be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. And we're believing. Let's believe for one another. When we pray right now, let's pray for one another. We pray for these requests. And Lord, I have requests and you know my requests, but Lord, meet these requests. Let's pray for these requests. And pray for the person that's next to you.
Amen.
They have needs. God's here to meet their needs tonight.
Amen.
Let's just sing our song that will reach out and touch you, Lord, and grab you as you go by. For we know that you're here, and you're here to fellowship with us, and we're here to worship you. Worship you, Lord Jesus. Let's just sing our song, reach out and touch the Lord. I invite our brother William, if you'd come up, take these prayer requests before the Lord Jesus.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Precious Heavenly Father, what an honor, what a privilege it is, Lord, to just take this moment to quieten our hearts, to let our minds go on Calvary. Lord, to think of what you did and the price that you paid for us, Lord. Father, the blood that was shed, Lord, as Brother Branham said, red through red is white, Lord, that blood that covers us, Father, that allows us to approach you, Lord. Father, for the stripes on your back, Lord, that gave us healing, Lord. We claim everything and every promise that's in the book is ours, Lord. We believe it with all of our heart, Lord. Lord, we just want to say we love you, Lord. And Father, just what a privilege it is to come once again and gather together with believers of like precious faith, Lord, and our licks of fire together, Lord. And Lord, as you came down this morning and you breathed on us, Lord. Father, we just want to ask once again that you'd come and that you'd bless us, Father, and that you'd be with us, Lord, that you'd open up our hearts and our ears to hear your word, Lord, and that it would sink deep in our hearts, Lord. And Father, my greatest desire, Lord, is not only just to be here, Lord, but help me to put it in action, Lord, in my life, Father. Lord, this morning's message, Lord, it was, as our brother Samuel said many times, tailor fit for me, Lord. Lord, I'm guilty of spending my time in ways, and Lord, I want to spend more time with you in my life, Father. I want to give you everything, and Lord, I just want to be completely surrendered to you, Lord. Lord, I don't want to be a hindrance in any way that you could work, Lord. I just want to be a tool in your hand, Lord, that you can just work through, Lord, and Lord, be a blessing, Father. I know it's our heart's desires, Lord, is to be closer to you and to be more like you, Lord. Father, these requests that are on the pulpit, Lord, you know each one. Father, we just pray as a group of believers and present them to you and ask that you undertake for each one, Lord. Father, thank you for this wonderful day that you've allowed us to gather together. Another time, Lord, that we could be together, Lord. Lord, you said this morning through your prophet that there would come a time where we wouldn't have this opportunity. Lord, I want it. Lord, live in this moment like it's the last time we can be together. Lord, I just love you with all of my heart, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done. We just ask that you'd be with us through the remainder of the service, Lord. That you just, Lord, pour out your spirit upon us as we worship you. And thank you for all that you've done. We love you, Lord. And ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Touch the Lord as he goes by.
Amen. You may be seated.
Truly had a wonderful time this morning.
Amen.
Amen. This little song is, I know I'm looking for a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. Amen. In the sweet by and by. Well, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith
in the sweet, oh, in the sweet.
soft, tender hand wipes my brow. Ordered from the Master's throne, He sent the best to comfort me. I push play and listen to His voice. In His word I have all that I need.
Amen.
His eye is on the sparrow, and I know
Father that cares for you, amen. He cared for you through sunshine or shadow. He cares for us, amen. Well, He cared for you. He
Hey!
What a privilege it is once again tonight to welcome Brother Branham back to the pulpit.
Amen.
So that still, small voice can speak to his bride once again and bring us the message, God called man. God bless you. Here's our pastor, Brother Branham.